My name is Ramona Pushkar, and I am the education assistant at the Nature Institute in Godfrey, Illinois. Godfrey is just north of Alton, so St. Louis region, metro east area, kind of.
What made you come down here to this conference?
It's just a great opportunity to be with, you know, like-minded people, people who are teaching children outdoors, so just to be part of a community.
This year's conference was titled Bridging Gaps Under Southern Skies and was held on a gorgeous sunny day at Touch of Nature Environmental Center on the shores of sparkling Little Grassy Lake. And I asked Ramona about the natural areas where she lives.
So some of my favorite places to visit include Cahokia Mounds, which is a historic site, but we have lots of great nature there, lots of waterfowl. Of course, the Nature Institute in Godfrey. It overlooks the river. It's right on top of the bluff. So
I know where it is. I've seen it.
Yeah, completely different type of environment. It's absolutely beautiful. We have wildflowers coming up right now. Really just anywhere that I can go and get to.
After talking to Ramona, I heard the beautiful sound of running water at the end of the hall. And so I followed the sound until I came to a 3-foot by 6-foot aluminum rectangle filled with sand and flowing water. It was pretty cool. Looked like a miniature river.
This is actually not sand. It's a recycled melamine plastic.
That's Kisa Lursen, and she works for Little River Research and Design in Carbondale.
And we make river process simulators.
But I wondered then, why don't you just use sand in this miniature river?
And the reason that we use that is because it has better cohesion and it moves better through the water than sand does. It has less density. Right now it's been a little destroyed by a 4.5-year-old, but we're showing basically just the processes of river formation, some of the consequences of development. We have our little model culverts, and you can see various effects. You can see a delta forming down here, scouring over here, and sediment transportation throughout the river system.
If I have a photograph of the Mississippi River taken maybe like 500 years ago, do you think the course of the river would look different than it does right now?
Oh, of course it would. And the Mississippi is one of the most developed rivers that we have. It's really heavily controlled. And you can kind of see, especially if you can see pictures over time, you can see how that doesn't really work out. Rivers tend to go wherever they want to go.
This looks like a lot of fun playing in the sand and everything, but this really, this is serious stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun, especially for kids, but we actually do have clients that use this for serious research.
And right beside Keisha was another expert who is with a group that works to keep our rivers healthy.
Thanks, Kevin. My name is Matt Young. I work for the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center, and we are down here hanging out at the 2015 EEAI conference.
And so far, have you had a good time here?
Yeah, it's been great. It's great to network with all the people around the state who are doing environmental education, see what everyone's doing, learn some new tricks, and hone our skills. Our mission is to do education and research for the sustainability of large rivers. And so we actually have a field station in Alton, Illinois, so right near the dam and the 67 Bridge in Alton. And we are a partnership between the Lewis and Clark Community College out of Godfrey, the University of Illinois, and the Illinois Natural History Survey. So we have those three organizations that have poured into NGREC and established it. And we have a team of research scientists who do anything with river water quality, the fish populations, the insects, the floodplain forests, the chemistry composition. So we have researchers and their teams and labs. And then we also have an education team. So we want to be able to translate the research that's going on and share it with the public. And so just to create more understanding for how our rivers work and ultimately lead to their sustainability.
Outside the main hall at beautiful Touch of Nature, Jill was outside relaxing and just enjoying the nice weather.
So we're just hanging, soaking up the sun.
Yeah. I'm with the Sugar Grove Nature Center. We're in Funk's Grove up just southwest of Bloomington, Illinois.
What do you think of this venue, Touch of Nature, for this kind of a conference?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's being out in the element. It's, you know, not being cooped up in a hotel. So, yeah, it's an absolute wonderful place to be.
It was really nice to be around all these people and their passion for wild places. The organizers were happy as well.
I'm a president of the Environmental Education Association of Illinois, and my name is Patricia Brown. It's going fantastic. We had a great number of people registered, 89 people, I think it was. Yeah, it was fantastic. Plus all these wonderful exhibitors, wonderful presenters out here. It is going fantastic, and the weather turned really nice for us today.
My name is Linda Hauser. I work for the Shawnee National Forest here in Southern Illinois, but I'm the regional director for the Southern region of EEAI, and so that's how I'm involved in this conference.
Boy, a lot of work goes into this conference. Is there anyone else that you maybe would want to give a good shout out to?
Oh, my whole crew who put this together. As you know, if you've ever been to a conference or put together a conference, it is a ton of work, obviously a lot of behind the scenes. So particularly our host, which is Touch of Nature Environmental Center. They are an affiliate of Southern Illinois University, and for us on the Shawnee National Forest, we don't quite have facilities like this that can host housing, session space, be a hub for great Southern Illinois field trips, and so we have partnered with them in this event, and it's just been wonderful because they do this stuff all the time. It's a great facility to have an event at, and the staff is very professional, and they've made things really go smoothly for us, and they're just a lot of really fun people, and they know what our mission is, and they make it great.
So you just can't beat a walk in the woods. It calms you, it soothes you. You get to see some really, really neat sights, really neat birds and animals. The only way to do that is to get outside.
And with that, I left the conference room to go outside myself and enjoy the woods. And as I wandered outside, enjoying the calls of the birds, I saw and heard a beautiful bird, a phoebe. Now, this is a bird that often builds his nest on the side of man-made structures. And sure enough, as I looked closer, I saw it. There it was. His nest was way up high on the side of a cabin, under the eaves, right directly above two large soft drink vending machines. Smart bird, putting a home right above a free source of warmth. Looks like we are not the only species that learns and adapts to our environment. For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.